Okay, as we begin this course, we want to take a look at the contextual, the theological context in which Adventism was born.
Sada na početku ovog izlaganja mi bismo želi da proučimo teološki kontekst u kojem je došlo do pojave Adventizma.
Now, you recognize that every theology is born somewhere.
Vi svi znate da se svaka teologija negde pojavljuje.
Orthodoxy was not born in America.
Ortodoksija, pravoslavlje, nije rođeno u Americi.
It was born in the eastern part of the Roman Empire.
Već se pojavila u istočnom delu Rimske imperije.
And to understand orthodoxy, you need to understand that context.
I da biste razumeli pravoslavlje, vi morate ga razumeti u njegovom kontekstu.
Lutheranism was not born in Africa.
Luteranizam se nije rodio u Africi.
Every movement has a place.
Svaki pokret ima mesto na kojem je nastao.
And some of the ideas must be understood in relation to that place.
I upravo zato neke ideje moraju se shvatiti u odnosu prema mestu na kojem su nastale.
Seventh-day Adventism was born in the United States.
Adventizam sedmog dana rodio se u Sjedinjenim Državama.
In the middle of the 19th century.
Usred 19. veka.
It was born in the West rather than the East.
Rodio se više na zapadu nego na istoku.
So it's strongly influenced by ideas from Western Europe and in the United States context.
I zato je pod jakim uticajem ideja zapadne Evrope i Sjedinjenih Država.
We will look at six theological contexts.
A mi ćemo proučavati šest tačaka toga teološkog konteksta.
Seventh-day Adventism is not a part of the Lutheran or Calvinistic reformations.
Adventistički pokret nije deo ni Luterove ni Kalvinove reformacije.
We are a part of what's known as the radical or the Anabaptist reformation.
Mi smo deo od radikalne ili anabaptističke reformacije.
Well, why do we call it the radical reformation?
A zašto nazivamo ovu reformaciju radikalnom reformacijom?
Because the Anabaptists said Luther did not go far enough in his reforms.
Zato što Anabaptisti kažu da Luther nije otišao dovoljno daleko u svojim reformama.
Calvin did not go far enough.
Ni Calvin nije otišao dovoljno daleko.
We want to go all the way back to the New Testament church.
Mi želimo da se vratimo sve do kraja, do novozavetne crkve.
That's what's radical about Anabaptism.
To je to radikalno u anabaptizmu.
Not part way back to the Bible, but all the way back to the Bible.
Ne delomično vraćanje Bibliji, nego potpuno vraćanje Bibliji.
And this atmosphere that had come from the Reformation period permeated the American churches in the early 19th century.
I ta atmosfera koja je došla iz perioda reformacije prožimala je crkvu u Sjedinjenim Državama.
And so there are certain central ideas that Anabaptists stand for.
Postoje neke osnovne, centralne ideje za koje su se zalagali Anabaptisti.
One of those will be sola scriptura.
Jedna od tih ideja je pravilo sola scriptura.
We want to go all the way back to the Bible.
Mi želimo da se vratimo celim putem natrag Bibliji.
In this sense, the Anabaptists were the most Protestant of all Protestants.
U tom smislu, Anabaptisti su bili najprotestantistki od svih protestanata.
They wanted to follow Scripture back to its natural conclusions.
Oni su želeli da slede Bibliju sve do njenog prirodnog zaključka.
Not the Bible filtered through 1500 years of tradition.
Ne Bibliju koja je profiltrirana kroz 15 stoleća tradicije
and 1500 years of interpretation
ili 15 stoleća interpretacije,
but it was a move back to the Bible.
Već je to bio pokret povratka Bibliji.
Secondly,
drugo,
Anabaptists was a non-creedal movement.
Anabaptisti su bili pokret bez kreda.
The Bible was to be their creed.
Biblija je bila njihovo kredo.
The Bible was their test of faith.
Biblija je bila proba njihove vere.
Not some human set of doctrines.
Ne neki ljudski niz doktrina.
Thirdly,
treće,
Anabaptism was a believer's church.
Anabaptistička crkva je bila crkva vernika.
Thus, they believed in adult baptism.
Zato su i verovali u krštenje odraslih.
Only adult baptism.
I to jedino u krštenje odraslih.
They rejected infant baptism.
Oni su odbacivali krštenje dece.
That may not sound terrible to you. That may not sound
možda to ne
like
zvuči
a heresy
vama
to you.
Tako strašno. Možda to vama ne zvuči kao jeres.
But in a culture in which everybody believed in original guilt in terms of original sin,
ali u jednoj kulturi u kojoj su svi verovali u prvobitnu krivicu i u prvobitni greh,
and 3 out of 5 babies died,
i u kojem su od 5 beba 3 umirale,
and infant baptism was seen as sacramental or almost magic,
a osim toga samo krštenje je imalo neku magijsku aromu,
these people were seen as great enemies of humanity.
A te ljude anabaptiste posmatrali su kao najveće neprijatelje čovečanstva.
Because they were consigning most of the children to infinite hell.
Upravo zato što su osuđivali veliki deo dece na propast, na pakao.
Thus, they were persecuted by both Catholics and Protestants.
I upravo zato progonili su ih i katolici i protestanti.
Why?
Zašto?
Because they believed in adult baptism only.
Zato što su verovali jedino u krštenje odraslih.
First comes faith.
Prvo je dolazila vera.
Then baptism as a response to faith.
A onda krštenje kao odgovor na pitanja vere.
Fourthly,
četvrto,
the church was called to be a suffering church.
A crkva je bila paćenička crkva.
It was not to be a princely church.
To nije bila plemička crkva, crkva prinčeva.
And with the Anabaptists we come to concepts of separation of church and state.
I kao Anabaptisti mi smo došli na ideju o odvajanju crkve od države.
Well, there are many other things that could be said about the Anabaptists.
Ima još mnogo štošta što bi se moglo kazati o Anabaptistima.
Now, you recognize that we could take a whole course in Anabaptism.
Kao što ste videli, mi bismo mogli celi jedan niz predavanja održati o Anabaptistima.
I give you 5 minutes.
A ja vam eto dadoh 5 minuta.
This is the airplane view looking down.
To je jedan pogled iz aviona.
But we've had some of our members get very confused because they thought we were following the Lutheran model.
Ali neki od naših vernika su bili veoma nesigurni slušajući ovo, oni su mislili da mi sledimo Luterov kurs reformacije.
No, the Anabaptist Reformation.
Ne, anabaptistička reformacija je naša reformacija.
Something that began in the 16th century.
To je nešto što je počelo u 16. veku.
Well, there are other topics that we could talk about with Anabaptists.
Ima još i drugih tema o kojima bismo mogli raspravljati u vezi sa Anabaptistima.
By and large, they believed in salvation by grace through faith.
Oni su verovali najvećim delom u opravdanje verom, spasenje milošću, blagodaću kroz veru.
But much more than some of the Reformation churches, they were concerned with Christian conduct.
Međutim, mnogo više nego ostale protestantske crkve, oni su se bavili pitanjem hrišćanskog ponašanja.
A second movement.
A drugi pokret.
Anabaptism itself did not have a large presence in the US.
Anabaptizam sam po sebi nije bio u velikoj meri zastupljen u Sjedinjenim Državama.
But the spirit of Anabaptism was there.
Međutim, duh anabaptizma je bio zastupljen tamo.
In a movement called restorationism.
Jedan pokret koji se zvao pokret obnavljanja.
The key word is to restore.
Osnovna ta reč je obnavljanje, restauracija.
Sometimes this is called primitivism.
Nekad se to zove primitivizam.
Like to get back to the beliefs of the primitive church.
U stvari ne u pogrešnom smislu te reči, nego vraćanje verovanjima prvobitne crkve.
In many ways restorationism brought the spirit of the Reformation, the Anabaptist Reformation to North America.
U jednom određenom smislu ovaj pokret obnavljanja uneo je taj duh anabaptizma u Ameriku.
Beginning in several parts of the United States about the year 1800.
Negde tamo u nekoliko delova Sjedinjenih Država oko 800. godine.
This restorationist movement wanted to reform the churches.
Ovaj je pokret obnavljanja želeo da reformiše crkve.
By restoring the New Testament teachings.
Obnavljajući novozavetna učenja u njihovom krilu.
By getting away from those things which they believed had been apostasy during the Middle Ages.
I oslobađanje od onoga što su smatrali da je otpad koji je ušao u crkve u toku vekova.
Restorationists did not see the Reformation as something that happened in the 16th century, but as something that began. In the 16th century.
Ovi obnovitelji nisu smatrali da se reformacija dogodila u 16. veku, nego da je tek započela u 16. veku.
Reformation was not a point of time.
Reformacija dakle nije bila tačka u vremenu.
But something that began with Luther and would not be finished until all the New Testament
To je bilo nešto što je započeto sa Luterom, ali se neće završiti sve dok se ne obnove sve tačke novozavetne nauke.
Reformation would not be finished until the second advent.
Dakle, reformacija se neće završiti sve do drugog Hristovog dolaska.
They had several central beliefs.
Oni su imali nekoliko osnovnih, centralnih verovanja.
The first was a commitment to the authority of the Bible.
Prvo je bilo odanost autoritetu Biblije.
They had a statement that would be echoed by the early Adventist believers.
Oni su imali jednu izjavu koju su mogli da ponove i prvi adventisti.
No creed but the Bible only.
Ne kredo, nego samo Biblija.
That belief would lead them to restore several doctrines.
Ovo verovanje navelo ih je da obnove nekoliko doktrina.
Such as baptism by immersion.
Na primjer, krštenje uronjavanjem.
If the Bible didn't speak about the topic, they didn't want to put it into their belief system.
Ako Biblija nije o nečemu govorila, oni nisu želeli da to ugrade u svoj sistem verovanja.
There were many branches to the restorationist movement. Many denominations would come out.
Bilo je mnogo ogranaka ovog pokreta obnavljanja, restauracije, mnogih je denominacija koje su nastale na osnovu ovog pokreta.
Such as the Disciples of Christ.
Na primjer, učenici Hristovi, jedna od tih crkava.
Or the Churches of Christ.
Ili crkve Hristove.
But the most important in terms of Adventist history will be the Christian connection.
Ali ono što je najvažnije u istoriji adventizma, to je taj pokret hrišćanska konekcija, hrišćanska veza.
This movement, this Christian connection will be very important for Adventism because two of our three founders will come out of connectionism.
Ovaj pokret, ova crkva veoma je važna u istoriji adventnog pokreta zato što su dvoje od troje naših pionira pripadale upravo ovom pokretu.
That is James White and Joseph Bates.
Od njih je James White, a drugi je Joseph Bates.
And beyond that, the second most powerful man in Millerism will belong to the Christian connection.
Osim toga i drugi po važnosti čovjek u Millerizmu također je pripadao ovoj crkvi, hrišćanska veza.
This movement will have a very strong influence in Adventism.
Ovaj pokret je veoma jako uticao na Adventizam.
And so the Christian Connection is a branch of the Restorationist movement.
A ova hrišćanska veza je u stvari samo ogranak ovog pokreta obnovitelja.
One idea that James White and Joseph Bates will bring with them into Adventism.
Jedna od ideja koje su Joseph Bates i James White doneli sa sobom Adventizam
is anti-trinitarianism.
To je anti-trinitarizam.
To them, the Godhead was only the Father.
Za njih Bog je samo Otac.
The Trinity, they said they couldn't find that word in the Bible.
Rekli su da se reč trojstvo ne nalazi u Bibliji.
And it must be a part of the great apostasy.
I prema tome mora da predstavlja deo velikog otpada.
Thus they were also semi-Aryan.
Ali oni su bili na neki način i poluarijevci.
That is,
to znači,
they did not believe that Christ was eternally pre-existent.
Oni nisu naime verovali u večnu preegzistenciju Isusa Hrista.
That he had come into existence some point of time in the past.
Da je on nastao u nekom trenutku u prošlosti. Oh, mi bi isključili sve.
And of course, those theological positions would come into Seventh-day Adventist theology.
Dakle se ove postavke javljaju u teologiji adventističke crkve.